Hello, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday Weekly Podcast. This is your host, Damaris Luz Mercado. And today, we'll be talking about meditation. And we'll be guided through meditation. Love and Kindness is the Focus by Jody Rufti. Our in-house yoga instructor and practitioner. Jody, thank you so much for being with us here today. I'm really excited to talk about meditation, to give our listeners a sampling of meditation and this particular one. So yeah, I want to hear more about this Love and Kindness meditation.
Sure. Well, hello again, and it's my pleasure, and I'm really happy to be here and to share this. And this is probably my all-time favorite meditation practice, and I started my yoga journey or practice through meditation back in the early 90s. And one of the most influential teachers that I've had for meditation is Sharon Salzberg. And so I learned this particular meditation from Sharon Salzberg. And I came from more of a Buddhist background in terms of my meditation practice. And, you know, like yoga, there are numerous types of meditation, styles of meditation. And so, just to speak to that in terms of, my background has mostly been in kind of Zen Buddhist meditation practices. And I've studied with Sharon Salzberg and Jack Kornfield and Sylvia Boorstein and, more locally, a gentleman by the name of John Aaron through Insight Meditation Center here in New York. And so I love this practice. It's definitely part of my daily routine. And so I'm happy to share it.
Thank you so much. And maybe I was just jumping the gun there because I was just so excited to get into it. But, but sharing all that about your background, those are, like, I know of some of those people you have mentioned, and those are different styles as well. So when we think of meditation, we also have to remember there are different styles of meditation, right? So, and it's a practice and discovery for oneself. And so maybe if you can cover just a little bit of maybe what meditation is in general.
What meditation is in general. I mean, I think, it's interesting because we have concentration and then we have meditation. And so I think in the beginning of our meditation practice, mostly what most of us are doing is just learning how to concentrate, learning how to focus our attention. And it isn't perhaps until much later on our journey or in our practice that we experience what we might call a deep state of meditation, where we are kind of removed from this very, very intense, concentrated focal point. And our mind becomes just more quiet, So in the beginning, our mind, again, sort of like the process of concentration is, we start concentrating on whatever it is that we're concentrating on, and then we get distracted, right? Our mind goes somewhere else, and then we're like, okay, I'm distracted, and then we go back to our concentration. And so it's important to kind of, I think, differentiate between the two. It's like, the state of concentration and then the state of meditation. And the state of meditation, the way that I understand it, is that it's a ceaseless break of concentration. So in other words, you're no longer pulled by those external distractions. You're deep inside your own self. And the mind is no longer the controller.
No, that is so challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so challenging. And it doesn't.
Oh, man.
And it doesn't always happen, right?
No,
and,
not for long. Like, I know, like, I feel like there are times when, yeah, I've been able to just be in that nice, deep state of meditation, no distractions. My mind is just there, nothingness or whatever, just focused on my breath. Like, really, that's the quickest way I can get into meditation, and is to, of course, focus my concentration on my breath. Mm-hmm. Because if you're focused on your breathing, you can't think about anything else.
Right.
Right. So if you're focused on, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 counts, you know, hold, exhale, 2, 3, 4, you know, to say you got to count, you got to focus on the breath. That brings the concentration, and hopefully with that, going into that state of meditation. But holding it for long is challenging, especially in today's world. That's all.
Right. Yeah. And look, here's the truth. The truth is that we're human, right? And we're not looking for some kind of like perfect blissful state. And I don't even know if that exists, quite honestly. You know, is that what we're really, I think personally, what we're after is the ability to hold our attention more steadily in the present moment. And, and that, you know, when I say that, I mean, like, you know, when we're talking to a friend, right? Mm-hmm. It's like where I start to see that the meditation practice is working is when I recognize in my daily life, things start to shift, where I'm able to hold my attention for longer periods of time and sustain my attention for longer periods of time. Then you know something's working. Right. So it's not about trying to master sitting still for 30 minutes. Right. It's more about gaining control over the numerous thoughts and distractions that are going to be there. They're always going to be there. It doesn't matter how long you've been practicing meditation. You've been practicing 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 3 minutes. The mind, that's just what the mind does. The mind continuously will go from here to here to here to here to here. So concentration meditation practice is really just about our ability to sustain our attention, you know, longer and longer over periods of time, regardless of the activity that we're doing. And that's not always going to be easy. And it depends on, you know, what's happening in our life. Like what's going on in your life right now? You know, sometimes we're able to sit a little bit more easily than other times. And like you said, especially right now in this pandemic that we're experiencing, you know, we're all a little bit more anxious. So it might be a little bit harder to sit still and just be with yourself. But, there's no better time than the present to do it. And especially when you don't feel like doing it, right? This is what I always say too. It's like, you know, you don't feel like sitting there. That's when you do it. And Sylvia Boorstein wrote this incredible book. I love, this is like one of my favorite titles of a book. It's Don't Just Do Something, Sit There.
Mm.
Instead of don't just sit there, do something.
Right. Because the whole thing is like, you know, if you're just sitting there doing nothing, like we're so conditioned to be doing something, that sitting and doing nothing is actually doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's, if you're not in physical motion or you're not trying to get something done, sometimes I have felt the tendency, like I'm not doing enough. Right. And I know there's a lot of people who feel like that. It's like, oh, I need to be doing more. I got to be doing more. I can't just be sitting here doing nothing, you know, or if you see somebody sitting doing, what are you doing? You're just sitting there not doing anything. You have to be doing something.
Right. So that concept. Well, that's why, like, I think this particular meditation that I'm going to do with you today, why I think it can be really good and really helpful is particularly for those of us who have like a little bit more of an active mind and need to be engaged in a process. The meditation, it might be better for you to practice meditation in which you're being led through the meditation, where you know, you're given something to engage with. You're giving your mind something to actively engage with. And that can be really helpful for people who whose minds are just, you know, really, really overly inundated with thoughts. So I find that, you know, these types of meditations for me anyway have been really helpful. And so, you know, that's something that we can talk about in another time too, you know, just what types of meditations, you know, are best for, you know, different situations or, you know, things of that nature. I think sound is really powerful too for an active yes. mind.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. yeah. So, I mean, there's just
like a healing bowl and sound meditations that exist mm-hmm. as well. But for today, we're talking about love and kindness meditation. So mm-hmm. what is love and kindness meditation?
Well, you know, in Buddhism, they call this metta, you know, the word metta means loving kindness, and loving kindness, you know, I guess maybe another word we can use is just compassion, you know, this ability to have compassion for ourselves and compassion for the other. And, you know, before we can really have compassion for the other, we have to get to the depths of our own suffering, our own wounds, that we can be compassionate with within ourselves before we can really extend that compassion outward. And so this is a pretty, might be a little bit triggering, you know, emotionally. And so just kind of preparing for that. But, you know, it's necessary because I remember this, this Buddhist monk, his name is Achan Cha. And he said, you know, your meditation hasn't actually begun until you have shed hundreds of thousands of tears.
Mm.
And I think that, that just always struck me and always stayed with me, you know, when I first heard that, and I was like, oh, you mean I have to feel something, you know, like, you mean I have to actually let myself, go there. And the truth is yes, because until we can actually be that vulnerable with ourselves, how do we even expect to open our heart? Mm-hmm. You know, so like to open our heart is risky, right? It forces us to have to be really vulnerable, really honest, and pretty raw. And that's not always comfortable. but it is necessary if we really want to explore more seriously the practice of meditation and the depths of meditation.
Right. You got to be raw and real, raw and real. So with that
yeah.
said, because you mentioned triggering, it could trigger for people mm-hmm. on an emotional level and bring up whatever it brings up. And allowing ourselves to cry if we need to cry or
yeah.
scream or, you know, who you might have whatever sort of reaction. Yeah. I would also like to inject a disclaimer here for our listeners that you need to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're finding that during this moment, when you're being led through a meditation that you need to stop, then you stop. Please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take care of yourself during this time. And you have to be responsible for your emotions, your feelings, your interactions with what you're listening to and how you're being led. And know that you are in control of this process as well. So I just really want to preface it before going into this this meditation. So how else can people prepare themselves right now?
Yeah, I think that's great what you just said, is just, you know, to realize that, like, you know, meditation will and can bring things up that we might be surprised, you know, at or not expecting. And so just to be aware of that and, you know, to do the best that you can, to just allow whatever arises to arise and notice the tendency to want to cut it off or shut it down or, you know, and like you said, if it feels like it's, you know, getting to be a little bit too overwhelming, then maybe you stop for today and you revisit it at another time, you know, when you feel a little bit more, a little stronger. But in terms of physically how to prepare, you know, there's no real perfect posture. The only thing that I would recommend is just to not lie down, because lying down, you know, oftentimes just kind of stimulates a response in the brain. Oh, time to go to sleep. So, or just like, you know, that could be good if we were doing a session on Shavasana and relaxation. Right. But in terms of this, I really recommend that people be as awake as possible and as conscious and alert as possible. So sitting up, you can sit in a chair, you can sit on the floor, but just any position that's going to allow your body to be comfortable and easeful without lying down.
Okay. So let's get ready, people.
Yep.
Let's get ready. So find a comfortable position, sit in your chair, your bed, against the pillow, whatever it is, right? Or sit on the floor, whatever's comfortable. Okay, we're getting ready.
Okay. Now what's so, so once you have arrived at a position that's comfortable for you, close your eyes. And I always recommend closing the eyes just because, you know, again, by closing the eyes, you eliminate the distraction of your visual sight. But if you feel more comfortable keeping the eyes opened, that's okay. I might recommend, if you do keep your eyes opened, to allow yourself to focus on a point in front of you. And
It sounds like we're about to go into this meditation.
Yes.
Okay. So about how long, just to let people...
Yeah. Okay. So yes. So it's going to be about 7 minutes, let's say, about 7 minutes. And I'm going to be talking the whole time. So hopefully it won't feel like that long, because I'm going to be engaging you the whole time and actually repeating phrases to you that I'd like you to repeat to yourself internally. So it'll be a very active practice or meditation, or I could say concentration or contemplation practice. So about 7 minutes.
Okay, so I will then quiet myself. Allow you to just take over and bring us out of it, and then we'll continue conversation afterwards.
Sounds good. Okay, so eyes closed or eyes opened, and I'm going to, this meditation or contemplation, concentration exercise I'm going to lead you through has four parts to it, and I will be repeating several phrases at each part that I'd like to invite you to repeat to yourself internally as you hear me say these phrases. Okay. So as you're settling, bring your attention to your own self, to your own body, to your own breath, to your own heart. And if it feels intuitive or natural or organic to perhaps bring a hand or two hands to your heart center, you can certainly do that. Heart center meaning, you know, where your actual physical heart is located in your body. If that feels natural, it's not necessary. Those of you that might be really good at visualization, some of us are better at visualization than others, maybe you just simply visualize that part of your body. So as we begin, as you're focusing on yourself, your breath, your heart center, I'd like you to repeat the following phrases internally to yourself. May I be happy. may I be healthy. May I be strong. May I be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. So I'm going to repeat that again. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be strong. May I be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. So really just letting yourself take that in. So you are giving that compassion, this idea of loving kindness to yourself first. And now I'd like you to visualize someone in your life currently that's very beloved to you, very dear to you in your heart. And whoever the first person is that appears in your mind's eye is the perfect person. And try and visualize that person now sitting with you, sitting beside you. And once you have captured who that is, I'd like you to repeat the same phrases now to that person. So you're doing this energetically. So as you're feeling and seeing this person, repeating now the same phrases to this individual. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be strong. May you be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. And once you feel complete with that individual, just visualize yourself bowing to that individual or gesturing in some way an expression of peace. And then gently allow them to go. And I'd like you now to visualize someone currently in your life that is more of an acquaintance, perhaps, or someone that's you don't really know so well. They're maybe a new friend or maybe even a stranger that you may have just met. And again, whoever the first person is that appears in your mind is the perfect person at this moment in time for this exercise. So allowing that person in to sit beside you or sit next to you, just visualizing who that is, taking a moment to do that. And it's also okay if there's someone else that arrives in your mind. Just allow it to be whomever it is. And then once you have that particular person in your mind's eye clearly, repeat again the same phrases to this person. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be strong. May you be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. And once you feel complete with that particular individual and just simply gesturing in some way to them, and then let them go. And next, I'd like you to visualize someone currently in your life that you may be having some difficulty with. So someone that you may be very close with, this could be a friend, it could be a colleague, it could be a family member, anyone currently in your life that you may just be having some challenge or difficulty with currently that you're trying to work through. And remember, whoever the first person is that arrives in your mind is the perfect person to be doing this with right here, right now, for today. And once that person is clearly visualized for you, seeing them sitting before you or beside you, once again, repeating the same phrases to this person. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be strong. May you be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. Giving yourself a moment to really be with that and be with that person energetically. And then when you feel ready, gesturing to that person in some way now that allows them to go. And lastly now, visualizing for yourself all beings, and this can be a little bit more localized if you want, or a little bit simpler than trying to imagine all beings everywhere. This could be visualizing people in your immediate community, in your immediate circle, or your neighborhood, or perhaps if you can expand your awareness and your consciousness even larger, perhaps wherever you live, the state in which you live, visualizing all beings everywhere within your current environment or state or country. And as you begin to gather all these different people together from all walks of life that you may have interacted with or not interacted with or know or don't know, but you're holding in your mind and holding in your heart and repeating the same phrases. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be healthy. May all beings everywhere be strong. May all beings everywhere be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. Make sure that you come back to your breath as you're allowing yourself to integrate this, to take this in. The mantra or the phrase associated with this loving kindness meditation, all beings everywhere are happy, free of suffering, the causes of suffering. Lokah samasta sukhino bhavantu. And just very gently, in your own time, as you begin to gesture to thank with gratitude all the people that you engaged with, you invited into this exercise, this meditation, that you honor and you gesture to them visually in some way. You honor and you gesture to your own self in gratitude for participating in this practice today. And taking your time as you're ready to begin to slowly, if your eyes are closed, beginning to open your eyes and just gently taking in the room in which you're in. So slowly taking in your peripheral vision and then expanding your vision outward. And if your eyes have been open, similarly, just slowly taking your focal point off of that spot that you may have been gazing on, letting your peripheral vision come back. And then expanding your vision into the rest of the room. Okay, so that concludes our meditation practice for today.
That was wonderful. I feel such an energy shift. That was magnificent. Thank you. And that definitely went probably longer than the 7 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I wasn't.
No, not at all. And I don't think anyone else is sorry about it either. I think it was probably twice the time. But that was beautiful. And thank you so much. I love the offering to self and to others, you know, the may I be happy, may you, you know, be healthy, may you be strong, may all beings be free of suffering, right? And just going through that visualization, I kept my hand on my heart the entire time.
Yeah.
And just let out a big exhale when you were wrapping up. And I completely appreciate you sharing this moment and offering this meditation and guiding us through this. So I hope that everyone else has been able to, I hope everyone else feels the same way. And I'm very thankful for you being here once again today. And so what would be something next coming out of this meditation for people to do, right? To carry on with their day, whether it's evening or night, whenever they're listening to this?
You know, just to continue to be gentle with yourself, you know, and realize that this is a process. It's a journey. This is not something that we have to, you know, perfect or be good at, you know, and just to notice, you know, when your heart closes or shuts down and if that happens, can you just refocus your attention back to your heart and take a deep breath?
I like that. Thank you so much, Jody, once again. Do you have any like meditation classes that you're doing online?
I don't currently right now, but you know, something to consider maybe for the future that I might add. I think it's such an important practice and really necessary, especially at this point in time in our lives with everything that we're going through in the world. So yeah, stay tuned.
Absolutely. And definitely let me know if and when you do, and maybe we can have you come back on and do a live moment that we can hook. And to guide people through and maybe have some Q&A around that, and people can share whatever might be going on. I think I would like to coordinate that with you. So let's connect further after this, but thank you once again.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to the next moment.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Take care. Ciao for now.
Bye.
This is your host, Damaris Luce Mercado. Check us out on our budding site, WellnessWednesdayWeekly.com.